The journey was quite uneventful. The Blue Pacific rocket was 2.5 minutes early at New Orleans, lost 4 minutes in a tornado over Texas, but flew into a favorable air current at longitude 95 west, and was able to land at Santa Fe less than 40 seconds behind schedule time. 40 seconds on a 6.5 hour flight, not so bad, Lenina conceded. They slept that night at Santa Fe. The hotel was excellent, incomparably better, for example, than that horrible Aurora Bora palace in which Lenina had suffered so much the previous summer. Liquid air, television, vibro vacuum massage, radio, boiling caffeine solution, hot contraceptives, and 8 different kinds of scent were laid on in every bedroom. The synthetic music plant was working as they entered the hall and left nothing to be desired. A notice in the lift announced that there were 60 escalator squash racket courts in the hotel, and that obstacle and electromagnetic golf could both be played in the park. "But it sounds simply too lovely," cried Lenina. "I almost wish we could stay here. 60 escalator squash courts."
"There won't be any in the reservation," Bernard warned her. "And no scent, no television, no hot water even. If you feel you can't stand it, stay here till I come back."
Lenina was quite offended. "Of course I can stand it. I only said it was lovely here because progress is lovely, isn't it?"
500 repetitions once a week from 13 to 17, said Bernard wearily, as though to himself.
"What did you say?"
"I said that progress was lovely. That's why you mustn't come to the reservation unless you really want to."
"But I do want to."
"Very well, then," said Bernard, and it was almost a threat.
Their permit required the signature of the warden of the reservation, at whose office next morning they duly presented themselves. An Epsilon Plus Negro porter took in Bernard's card, and they were admitted almost immediately. The warden was a blonde and brachycephalic Alpha Minus, short, red, moon-faced, and broad-shouldered, with a loud, booming voice very well adapted to the utterance of hypnopedic wisdom. He was a mine of irrelevant information and unasked-for good advice. Once started, he went on and on, boomingly.
560,000 square kilometers, divided into 4 distinct sub-reservations, each surrounded by a high-tension wire fence.
At this moment, and for no apparent reason, Bernard suddenly remembered that he had left the eau de cologne tap in his bathroom wide open and running.
"Supplied with current from the Grand Canyon hydroelectric station."
"Cost me a fortune by the time I get back." With his mind's eye, Bernard saw the needle on the scent meter creeping round and round, ant-like, indefatigably. Quickly, telephoned to Helmholtz Watson.
"Upwards of 5,000 kilometers of fencing at 60,000 volts.
"You don't say so," said Lenina politely, not knowing in the least what the warden had said, but taking her cue from his dramatic pause. When the warden started booming, she had inconspicuously swallowed 0.5 gram of soma, with the result that she could now sit serenely, not listening, thinking of nothing at all, but with her large blue eyes fixed on the warden's face in an expression of rapt attention.
"To touch the fence is instant death," pronounced the warden solemnly. "There is no escape from a savage reservation."